Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. You know, everyone has experienced problems in their relationships, whether it's between husband and wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, or other people that are involved in your life. Some even have issues reconciling the fact that Jesus loves them unconditionally. And to help us understand these things, sometimes we need someone just to come alongside us and point us in the right direction. Amen? My guest today has been helping people do just that for many years. Melita Diana is an international best-selling author, a certified Christian counselor, speaker, relationship and dating coach. She specializes in helping you to receive that inner healing transformation, who unashamedly loves the Lord and is definitely serious about her faith walk with Jesus. Amen. She has her own signature coaching programs to help women to identify the missing links and root issues that hinder God's best in your life. She's the author of a book titled Vertical Relationship, Four Steps to Salvation and Getting Right with God. As I said, she also co-authored a book that became a number one international bestseller titled Overcomer, Redeemed Masterpiece, Inspires Stories of Real People with Unconquerable Will to Thrive and Be Alive. And now she has a podcast as well called The Vertical Relationship Show. Praise God. Help me welcome back to the program, Melita Diana. Melita, thank you so much for taking the time to come back on the program and visit with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob. Pleasure to be here.
Amen. Now, for those that may not have heard our prior conversation, I can't understand why they would have missed it. But if they did, you know, we have new listeners. Okay. So it's been almost a year already. Time goes by so fast. But to catch up those that may not have heard our prior episode, can you tell us in your own words, who is Melita Diana?
Well, first and foremost, I am a daughter of the High King. My relationship with Jesus is above and beyond everything. It's he's my everything. And that's what I do. What I do, Bob. That's what the vertical relationship means. It's having a vertical relationship with Jesus first and foremost, as opposed to the horizontal ones. I always say, if that vertical relationship's not right, our horizontal is not going to be right. And he showed me that. So this is why I do what I do. Our last podcast episode, that my book was just coming out, and I was super stoked about it. It has been a blessing to many. And I say, if it changed a couple hearts, like, just praise Jesus, right?
Amen. Because we talked last time about your book, Vertical Relationship.
We did. And
we also talked about how you got started doing this personal aspect of spiritual coaching. Now, let's start there, just to bring everyone up to date. Why did you get involved with coaching and counseling services like this?
So it took a very toxic relationship with a man to get serious about my walk. You know, we're told not to be half in, half out. I was that lukewarm Christian for a very, very long time, not really surrendering my life to Christ, still going out there, you know, drinking, partying, doing whatever, and living in the fleshly, and then coming to church on Sundays. And I don't say that to ridicule, but I say that too because I was that person for a very long time. And it really took this relationship, which was very difficult to get over, for me to walk away and say no more. I had to step back and take a look at myself. And I call it it's the ARC method. It's accountability, responsibility, and commitment. And what was I going to do for myself and make some healthy changes so I wasn't picking these men anymore or choosing these men, you know? And then it comes back to, we can't point the fingers. We have to take accountability. And there was wounds in my soul that needed to be cleansed and restored with God. So it took me actually a second time to the altar. My book talks about that, to get my serious about this walk. And that's what the vertical relationship is all about. It's about coming to him in firmness. So that's the path.
Okay. And you also have your Vertical Relationship Academy. What's that all about?
Yeah. Those are online courses. If people aren't ready to work with me one-on-one, because it's very difficult for somebody to first of all, kind of admit they need counseling. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's money mindset. Sometimes there's all kinds. There's evil identities just trying to keep you from healing. And people aren't just ready for that. So I want them to get to know my heart. These are live sessions, very affordable, just to kind of get you grounded and rooted in Christ again and your vertical relationship with Him and your identity in Christ. So I have a few online courses. There'll be more coming out. And I just want people to get healed.
Amen. Now, does this training follow along like your book, or does it go into more detail about the concepts outlined in your book?
I pluck away some things from my book. First and foremost, you know, I always talk about if you're like a Christian and you're like I was for many years and not truly following the Lord, like you may have backslid, right? You know, it's for that part of person. It's for somebody that calls himself a Christian and not really has that personal relationship. It's somebody that's wants to know Christ and curious. Like God specifically told me, like, my people don't fit in the categories. And that always stuck with me. I have that on my podcast, and it's not about you're a Christian, you're not a Christian. It's just about the relationship. It's not about a religion. And that's really what he's just trying to open up those blinded eyes and ears for people.
Amen. Amen. Because you speak to getting to the core root issues. What do you mean by that? And how do they affect people in their daily lives and relationships?
Yeah. So the core root is going back to where it all started. And sometimes I say we have to go backwards in order to go forwards. And a lot of people don't want to do that because it's very, very painful. And it's, you have to be very vulnerable, and not a lot of people are willing to do that. But until you go there, and it's going to hurt, and I cry with my clients, and we break free of these strongholds and weaknesses, because the enemy is going to keep you there. And that's what people don't understand. They don't want to go there. They're fighting so hard to protect. Like, what are you protecting? God already knows what's going on. But to release those things, you know, and those strongholds, it's so freeing. So that's the, you know, we have to get to the root. We have to get to the root. Otherwise, you know, the enemy is just going to keep tormenting you. And that's what he did with me for so long. And he's doing that to so many people. And we're not called to live like that. We're called to live in freedom in Christ. And that's it, you know?
Amen. You know, something you said about, you know, God already knows what's going on. I remember one time I was praying about something, and I said, Lord, you know, I did this and I'm so sorry, blah, 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 like that. And he's like, son, when you talked about this is not when I knew about it. That's when you got rid of it.
Right.
So, he knew when the sin happened. You know, he said, but you finally got rid of it when you brought it to me. I said, here, I can't do
that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, what I want to say too, it's like we receive salvation and we keep condemning ourselves for things that we did in our past. And we're not, and that was me, and I was probably you for a long time. And condemnation is from the devil, you know, it's not from God. So we could be free from that. And that's just what I want people, and I know God wants people to do.
Amen. Well, do you help your clients, I'll just use the phrase, realign their relationship with Jesus, which then helps them to realign their relationship with others? Or does it go the other way around? Heal their relationship with others, which brings them more in line with their relationship with Jesus?
Very good question. You have to have God in the picture. Like, God's part of my business. I can't do this without him. And I make that very clear that I'm not the healer. He is. He works through me as an extension. You know, gave me a very keen ability for the spirit of discernment and, you know, the whisperings of the Holy Spirit, which I'm very blessed for. So it starts there. So my book starts there. These online courses start there, because I just want to, like, let's reevaluate. Let's just start over. Like, if you just mess up, let's just fresh. Like, let's just get there fresh again. If you're even questioning it, let's not even questioning it. It doesn't even matter. Like, it's okay. Like I said, I got saved. I had to go up there twice. It's okay. And I want people just to know that.
Amen. Amen. Because it's that recommitment. You know,
yes.
Yeah, I'm saved. Okay. You know, I'll die, go to heaven. Okay. You know, but messed so much up.
Oh, it's so much more.
I just want to recommit to you right now. I mean, that's, and sometimes that is more freeing than the actual you know, accepting Jesus as your savior. I mean, that's a big step. But when you finally realize, you know, I may be saved, but I'm not living the way Jesus wants me to live. And when you finally make that commitment, say, Lord, all that's in the past, I'm yours. I mean, that's like, oh, that's so free.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Man, I got spiritual goosebumps all over me right now.
Yes. Praise Jesus.
Now, I know you're a licensed physical therapist, and does this play into that area of your expertise as well?
It does. So God used all that, because like I said, I've been, you know, certified personal training specialist. I have numerous certifications on that with the nutrition part and all that also. So that's not wasted, right? He's like, okay, I'm not taking you from that, but we're going to use these in your programs, because I treat the body as a whole. It's mind, body, soul, spirit. You know, it's everything. It's not just if you go to the doctor, sometimes they're only looking at one aspect. No, we're going to look at all aspects. First and foremost, spiritual. Let's get that in alignment. And then we're going to, because that all affects your emotional, the mental, the physical. So I work on all those areas.
Yeah. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Because that's that makes the complete picture. That's the complete person.
That's the soul. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's talk about what you call spiritual trauma of the wounded soul. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah. So trauma, which digging more into that word, means wound. And I didn't even realize that until, you know, because God told me about wounded soul, like I have it all over my journal. Like, what do you, wounded soul? Like, well, what does that mean? My Facebook group is Women Overcoming Wounded Souls. It's my Wows Christian Women. And I'm like, okay, I have no idea that he was meaning trauma until, you know, a little while ago. I'm like, wow, he was already showing me that, the trauma. So trauma is anything. It's the, you know, spirit of unforgiveness, it's bitterness, it's anger, it's all these like demonic strongholds, all these trauma, and that could be physical, it could be emotional, like you said, it could be anything. It's trauma.
Yeah. Amen. And spiritual trauma, that's that deep seated, that's where the devil operates at.
Absolutely.
Because you know, he's like, oh, who are you to do something like, who do you think you are? You can even think like this. You know, look at what you did before, you know, and that, I mean, that held me back for years, you know, in my calling, because, you know, as soon as I even start to contemplate, oh, okay, maybe I can do this for God. He said, who are you to hurt, you know, serve God? You know what you did? You know, how could you, if you go in the church, he'll probably strike you down with lightning. Yeah. Stuff like that.
A hospital for sinners, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, and it's all a lie. It's all Jesus' blood cleansed all of that. You know, I remember the story I heard a long, long time ago. This little 5-year-old boy, you know, at going to church, and you know how the pastor will go to the back of the auditorium, shake people's hand, and everybody tell, oh, good sermon today, you know, pastor, as they go out. This little boy is tugging on the pastor's coat. He says, what is it, Johnny? He says, I talked to Jesus. Oh, that's good. That's good for you. Huh? You know, move along type thing. Next Sunday, same thing. I talked to Jesus. Third Sunday, pastor's like, okay, Johnny, you talk to Jesus. Everybody talks. No, but I talk to Jesus. He talks to me. I said, okay, if Jesus is talking to you, when I was a young boy, I did something very, very bad. Next time you see Jesus, ask him what it was and then come back and tell me. And then the next Sunday, little boy, Johnny's tugging on his coat. He says, oh, Johnny, did you talk to Jesus again? Yep, I talked to Jesus. He goes, did you tell him what I told you to ask him? Yep. And what did Jesus say? He said for me to tell you that he forgot. And that always
that
stuck
is
with
so
me.
So cute. You know, yeah.
And I mean, that's the perfect example of what salvation brings. Jesus forgets all about it. You
know? But again, that's where the condemnation starts. So when we get saved, our spirit it's good, right? Our soul still needs work, and that's what people don't realize. And that's that soul work comes in, that trauma. We have to work on that. And, you know, we are fighting, we're in a spiritual warfare. We're fighting against the unseen, you know, in Ephesians, you know, 6-12.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen. Tell us about your podcast. When did you begin podcasting?
Oh, my podcast. My podcast started in March. I launched a vertical relationship show. And it's funny. I was like, oh, what do you want me to name it? And, you know, pondering on days and praying about it. And he's like, dumb, Leah. Like, what did you name your book? And I'm like, oh, okay. Because then that's one thing too. Like, I don't want to point to my, like, call it the Malia Diana show. I want, I'm pointing to him. It's the vertical relationship show. It's pointing to him and foremost and foremost. Amen. And that's, yeah.
That's awesome. And how often do you publish new episodes?
I'm right now, I'm just once a week. You know, they're packed with punch. I prep for them. I pray about, really pray about my podcast episodes. I don't just pump out episodes just for listeners. I really pray about, okay, God, what do you want me to teach them to, you know, this week? And it's always something different. It could be something about marriage, something about your singleness, a word of God. So it's really, there's all kinds, and, you know, ends with prayer. And we'll see. We'll see if that expands to more episodes. We'll see what the Lord brings with that.
Amen. Amen. Will you be doing any interviews in the future?
I might. I've had people request for interviews, but I'm going to be super picky on who I allow in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. And you also do some public speaking. I know COVID kind of put the dampers on everything. I mean, it affected me as well. I used to go to at least half a dozen speaking events a year, but those withered away. And I've participated in a lot of virtual events past 2 years. But how about you? What has your speaking events consisted of lately?
Really not a lot, to be honest with you. My public speaking is really, it's the vertical relationship show. I feel like that platform reaches so many more audience. But I am looking into other avenues to speak. And a lot of it has been online, like you said, it has been, if it's a Facebook group, if it's, another ministry I did for women that don't have husbands anymore. And so it's, you know, wherever God's leading me and whatever the season brings.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So what are your plans for 2022?
Well, as I've spoken to you earlier, I feel God is wanting me to get the word out even more. So I'm looking into possibly radio. Well, we'll see about where he's bringing that. And I know he's wanting me to do more live speaking events. My book is in my local church, so I might be doing something with that. Sure. Yeah. And just looking into more, even more localized things too. But yeah, we'll just see where the Lord leads.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, all of this sounds so interesting. If someone wanted to contact you to get information on having you come and speak, whether virtually or in person, or perhaps get more information on your Vertical Relationship Academy, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you to find out more?
Everything is on my website. It's www.maliadiana.com. Everything's there. Super easy.
How about your podcast? How can we listen to the podcast?
Actually, it's on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, but I do put my podcast episodes, if you don't linked to those things, right on my website, iTunes too. So pretty much anywhere.
I mean, just a link on your website takes you everywhere you want to go to find out about Malia.
Exactly.
Go to MaliaDiana.com and you'll find all about Malia Diana.
That's right.
Amen. And your book, Vertical Relationship, The 4 Steps to Salvation, Getting Right with God, is that on Amazon?
It is on Amazon. I also have, you can get assigned copies on my website also.
Praise Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And since we're talking about books, how about that book you co-authored that became the number one international bestseller, Overcome the Redeem Masterpiece? That's available on Amazon as well, correct?
It's available on Amazon and also on my website for signed autographs.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'll put links to all this down in the show notes below.
Thank you.
Amen. Folks, Malia Diana has put together a marvelous package of training and material to help you get past whatever troubles you may be facing spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and because of her physical therapist training, physically as well. Praise God. I encourage you to go down into the show notes, get in touch with her today. Why wait even one more day to turn your life around? Go down into the show notes, click the links to get in touch with Malia. Allow her to help you with the help of Jesus to take back your life. Take back your relationships. Take back your health. get in touch with Malia today and order both of her books. Praise God. These are excellent books. I've read both of them, and I know they will bless you as well. Malia, thank you so much for coming back on the program and catching us up on all that you're doing for the body of Christ. I do appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Malia, Diana, and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.